This is Twit.
So you've been, it's amazing. On a day like today, she has to slave over a hot phone.
Be anywhere else.
You've prepared some fine callers for us.
Yeah, we've got Paul in Houston. He's going to Croatia, and he needs a recommendation on
cell
phone
Croatia.
Service.
It's talking about Game of Thrones. That's where a lot of it's filmed, is in Croatia.
Is it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hey, Paul, Houston, Texas, where they laugh when we say it's hot here in Northern California.
Yeah, it's a little warm today. It's about 94 out right now.
Yeah.
So.
But what's the humidity? That's the key. Oh, in the Gulf,
it's
gets
hot and wet.
Yeah, hot and wet. Well, it's good to have you on, Paul. Thanks for calling. What can I do for you?
Well, longtime listener, and I just wanted to give you a quick call. My wife and I are going to Croatia on Saturday. And we both have AT&T phones, and when we went about 3 years ago, they stuck it to us.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just so I'm wondering, what is the best? Should we go get a new SIM card, like a T-Mobile? What's the best game in town? We're going to be there about a month.
Oh, see, impacts it. So AT&T was really influenced by T-Mobile. You remember a couple of years ago, T-Mobile said, you know what, we're not even going to charge you when you go overseas for data. It'll be a little slow, but you'll get data in most of the world. You'll get free international texting, and then the calls will be a little more expensive, but not as bad as they used to be. The thing is, nobody makes calls. Data and texting is all you really need. The problem is if you get a SIM in Croatia, you will now have a Croatian phone number. So it's usually cheaper to buy local data. The reason data costs so much is because data roaming costs so much. So AT&T has to make a deal with some company in Croatia so you can ride on their network. And then the company in Croatia charges AT&T an arm and a leg, and they pass it on to you. T-Mobile, because they're owned by the German company Deutsche Telekom, was able to make this happen because they had better relationships worldwide. But they really changed the market. And AT&T and Sprint and even Verizon, which used to be the worst for traveling, have really changed their tune. So AT&T now has what they call the International Day Pass. And for a week or two, it's not a bad deal. It's $10 a day, and you get unlimited data. It's a good unlimited talk and text. So it really works well for international travel. Of course, you have to check the country because it's not available in all countries, but most countries. However, well, you're staying for a month. That makes it $300. That might be more than you'd want to pay.
Right. The workaround I did last time is I think they gave me like 800 megs per cycle.
Yeah, they used to do that.
We were there for a month, so I got 2 800 meg.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore. They've replaced this with the day pass.
And what I did last time is I just used Skype and rolled over to my cell phone number. So if anybody called my cell phone number, it would just ring on my Skype.
You staying in a hotel?
No, we're staying in the middle of nowhere on the Dalmatian coast. My wife's family's from there, and so they've got a nice house down there we're going to be staying
at. Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, maybe they have Wi-Fi there. See, that's a nice thing.
Yeah, they do have Wi-Fi there, but I just kind of, we're going to be venturing out a little bit, and that's why I was just wondering. I know you talked about the fee or the Google, and I don't know if that's like an option, but I guess for a month it's just not very optimal.
Google Fi, which is their own carrier, rides on Sprint and T-Mobile and U.S. Cellular, and they do have the same kind of it's not exactly like a T-Mobile deal. They charge you the same amount anywhere in the world. So it's $10 a gigabyte, and it's the same if you're in Croatia as if you're in the U.S. So I do use Google Fi overseas. The problem with Google Fi is you have to have a Google phone.
Right.
If you have a Google phone, you can get a Google Fi SIM for a month, and just pay the month.
I was hoping you were telling me I had to buy one, so I was telling my wife.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You should have told Dick. Paul, you've got to buy a Google Pixel phone, and then life will be better.
That's what I was hoping.
Get a Pixel. No, those are nice. So there's other options.
Call AT&T and really kind of work out something with them.
They might, if you call them, they might say, okay, well, we'll give you a monthly deal on it. But listen to what they charge if you don't do this. It's $2 a megabyte. So there's a 1,000 megabytes in a gigabyte. That's $2,000 a gigabyte. And if you're on a cruise ship, get ready for this, because, you know, they have the cruise at sea or cellular at sea thing. $8 a megabyte, $8,000 a gigabyte. And they actually will charge you that. They really will, as you know. So airlines, you ready? If you're in the air and you're using the cellular in the air, $10 a megabyte. A megabyte. That's $10,000 a gigabyte. And they will charge you. They'll send you a bill. You will get a bill that says, oh, you used a gigabyte in the air. That's $10,000. How they get away with that is beyond me. So, yeah, you should so negotiate something with AT&T. Do not just go. When you get overseas, if you haven't done that, immediately go into your settings on your phone and turn off what they call data roaming, because that's the thing that'll kill you. That's because when you get there, the phone, without other, if you don't otherwise tell it, will just say, oh, good, I'm on Croatia Cellular. Let's just use that data, and you'll get that big bill. So turn off data roaming.
Could I, by a chance, when I get there, use one of their local SIM cards?
You can. So, as I mentioned, you'll have a Croatia. Yes. Well, okay, depends on the phone. AT&T probably has locked that phone. So this is called carrier locking, which means you can't put another carrier SIM in there. But the good news with AT&T is you can call them and say, please unlock my phone. You can actually do that with the AT&T app on your phone as well. And if you're, you know, there's some conditions. You have to have had the phone for 6 months. You have to be in good standing and that kind of thing. But if you fulfill those conditions, they'll unlock that phone for you. And if you don't fulfill the conditions, call them and say, I'm going to be overseas for a month. They'll unlock it for that month. Then you can put a Croatian SIM in. Now, before you do that, visit the website. I'm just going to just Google prepaid with data, because it's a wiki. It's prepaidwithdata.wikia.com. It's a ridiculously long URL. But if you Google prepaid with data, this is a wiki where people, after they travel, go, well, I got the best deal on orange.fr, and it was, this is how much it cost, and this is where I got all the information about using international SIMs for data is there. And that's a really useful site for travelers, prepaid with data. I'll put a link in the show notes at techguylabs.com, too. So those are the kind of the three ways you can do it. You can get a carrier like T-Mobile or Google Fi that offers very inexpensive international. You can negotiate with your existing carrier and try to get the best deal possible. You know, the generic deal from AT&T is $10 a day, which is not, it's a lot better than it used to be. Those 800 megabytes, remember how much those cost? It was like $100,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Or you can get a SIM card in country, but then you've got a new phone number and you have to kind of work with that. And you know, you'll be using that carrier, so you have to pick the carrier carefully to make sure it works in your where you're going. Have a great trip. What a beautiful place. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.